The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to this meditation. And as we start, I want to say something about mindfulness that I found very kind of invaluable. Sometimes mindfulness is a little bit more cognitive. It's a clear knowing and recognition of what's happening in such a way that the knowing, the recognition, is freeing. So that knowing needs to be calm, peaceful. Or in other words, that knowing is not sticky with what is known. Does not clinging and holding on or resisting. Very simple, peaceful knowing. Sometimes mindfulness involves feeling and sensing, really sensing what's there. It's more embodied, being present in an embodied somatic way. And that also, to really have its full, we get the full benefit of it. That sensing and feeling is also done peacefully, calmly, where the feeling is independent of our preferences, our reactivity, our being for and against it. So the feeling in a way that's freeing. And the third profound way of mindfulness is to see clearly. And to see is not to, using the metaphor of seeing, it's a kind of way of perceiving with the inner eye in a sense. When we look at something, the looking in and of itself, in terms of, something in nature, some object, we don't interfere with it. We're not impacting it usually, normally. It's just seeing doesn't get entangled in and of itself. And so seeing is maybe sometimes easier to, as a metaphor or a way the mind works, to see is somehow freeing. But the thing that's profound about seeing is that seeing is a profound way in which people feel appreciated, seen. To be really seen by someone is really meaningful. Love is conveyed. Belonging is conveyed. Respect is conveyed in how we can see others and how we see ourselves. Children who are not seen growing up don't feel loved. So to sit today, seeing ourselves through the eyes of love, or seeing ourselves through the eyes of respect or care, there's a way of seeing that doesn't have to add much at all to it. Just clear seeing, non-reactive seeing, willing to see us, see ourselves without judgment, without opinions and stories. Maybe even a certain kind of way to see us without a past or a future, to see ourselves just as we are now in such a way that the heart recognizes something profound here. So to assume a meditation posture, a contemplative posture, I like to think of it as a posture that for you, from the inside, is the posture you would offer to someone that you're going to wordlessly show up, gaze upon, see, recognize, so that they feel like you're there fully for them, to see them, maybe to love them, to care for them. So assuming a meditation posture and gradually closing your eyes, feeling deep into your body, your torso, and then gently taking a few fuller in-breaths and relaxing as you exhale. Fuller in-breaths and releasing the body as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. As you breathe in, to feel your thinking mind, thinking muscle. And as you exhale, relaxing the thinking mind. Releasing the thinking mind. And if there's any tension associated with thinking about the past, any pressure associated with thinking about the future, as you exhale, see if you can release, relax the tension and pressure. Letting the sensations of the thinking brain expand into the edges, into the space beyond the brain, beyond the head. Lots of room . And then perhaps like a leaf, flat leaf that gently floats through the air down to the ground, allow your awareness to settle into your body all the way down to the what might feel like the floor of your torso. The floor from which breathing begins. With a light touch, not trying too hard, see if you can perceive or see yourself breathing. See the breathing, the sensations of breathing, the movements of breathing. And see it with such simplicity with such sense that this is what there is to really care for by seeing it. That maybe it's almost like love. sitting quietly. As you exhale, settling more into your body, into the surface that holds your weight. Softening, relaxing the thinking mind. And then with the mind's eye, with some imagination or without, see all of yourself here. Maybe stepping back or in front of yourself or having a bird's eye view. And gaze upon yourself kindly. With the simplest, clearest way of seeing yourself. Where seeing is a form of love, respect, seeing yourself as whole, as worthy of love or care or kindness. Gaze upon yourself kindly. And then as if your mind's gaze could enter into your body, to be intimate and close to breathing, where you still see yourself kindly, centered on the breathing, as if breathing is the doorway, the gateway, through which seeing, love, care travels deep inside of us. Gaze upon yourself kindly with every inhale and exhale. And maybe shifting from thinking to seeing, to loving, because it feels and feels so much better to see than it does to be caught up in thoughts. So much better to gently, kindly love or care for you here now, than to wander off in thoughts and judgments, stories. And as we come to the end of the sitting, just settle back into your eyes, into your mind, into your heart, and gaze upon yourself kindly. There might be particular things that you find challenging about yourself, but step back and have a broad, wide view. See yourself as you'd be seen by someone who could see your whole, saw you as whole, as complete. Maybe someone who sees you with care and love, even with the challenges you might have. And as if the next 4 or 5 breaths are like waves, gentle waves of seeing, loving, that washes over you. Let this love or cares wash over you with the next few breaths. And then turn your gaze out into the world, out into over the lands, to the very humanity of humanity, to gaze upon this difficult world of ours, seeing the whole, seeing how love, and to really see clearly, is medicine, is maybe the very nutriment the world needs. Gaze for the next few breaths, let there be waves of love flowing from the inhales and exhales, comings and goings, for the whole world. Continuing with the waves of love, kindness, let the last words of these phrases of goodwill, let the sentiment of these last words spread out across the lands. Maybe by repeating the word in your mind, may all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be peaceful. be free. And may the ways in which you gaze upon others be the channel, the means by which your care, your love, your respect travels. May we look with all people with goodwill. Thank you.